On the eve of a potential election call, Nickel Belt Liberal MP Mark Serre announced more than $25 million in federal expenditures across his riding in a series of media releases. The lion's share of this money, $20 million, is going to Electra Battery Materials Corporation. These funds will go toward the company's proposal to transform its Temiscaming Shores facility into a cobalt sulfate refinery production plant. Canadian cobalt sulfate production will enable the automotive industry to have access to necessary battery materials, and it will encourage the growth of several sectors such as EVs, medical therapeutics, and defense manufacturing. The Electra Battery Materials Corporation facility in Temiscaming Shores. Supplied. Headquartered in Toronto, the company's website notes they are focused on providing sustainable and transparent raw materials for North America's fast-growing electric vehicle industry. Through refining, processing, and recycling, we will produce materials to help power electric vehicles, they note. Electra offers a local, reliable, and environmentally friendly option compared to sourcing materials from overseas. In his media release, Serre credited Electra's project with providing Canada with a high-quality critical mineral input that will contribute to the net-zero economy and strengthen our mining industry. The balance of the more than $25 million funding announcement includes $5 million for the Valley East Twin Pad and Multipurpose Sports Complex in Hanmer, $1 million for Enedmagagic, operating as Wikimaikong Development Commission, $500,000 for housing renovations through the Manitoulin Sudbury District Services Board, $125,000 for the Sturgeon Falls Curling Club, $97,000 for the Little Current Library on Manitoulin Island. Nickel Belt Liberal MP Mark Serre is pictured with Ward 6 Coun. René Lapierre, a longtime proponent for the Valley East Twin Pad and Multipurpose Sports Complex in Hanmer, which the federal government announced $5 million toward. Supplied. In his media release, Serre cites the total estimated cost of the Valley East Twin Pad and Multipurpose Sports Complex to be $61.6 million, which is a jump from last year's estimate of $40.2 million. Greater Sudbury City Council approved the project during 2022 budget deliberations, but stipulated that it was only to proceed if at least $20 million of its then-estimated $29.2 million cost was funded by senior levels of government. With the $5 million pledge falling well short of this target, the project appears to remain stalled. That is, unless City Council members give staff new direction at a future meeting. This $5 million investment from the federal government is a significant step forward in bringing a modern, accessible, and inclusive multi-sport facility to Valley East, Mayor Paul Lefebvre said in the media release issued by Serre's office. This project will create a much-needed space for recreation, competition, and community gathering. One that meets the needs of residents today and for generations to come. In his media release, Serre called the investments reflective of the dedication, resilience, and vision of the people, organizations, and communities that make up Nickel Belt, Greater Sudbury. From driving clean energy innovation to expanding affordable housing, building modern recreational spaces, and supporting cultural institutions, our government is committed to fostering growth and inclusivity in the North. I will continue to champion the needs of our region and ensure that no community is left behind. On Friday, Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian Lapointe announced almost $28 million toward water, wastewater work in the Lively, Walden area to increase capacity to allow for the construction of approximately 3,300 homes in the area. It's widely anticipated that Prime Minister Mark Carney will dissolve Parliament on Sunday, with an election day to be set for some point in late April or early May. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.